Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Here we talk about all things step-parenting, blended family, divorce, remarriage, and being a fucking badass. Listen and subscribe to the Trade Up Stepmom podcast. If you have a question you'd like to ask or a topic you'd like to hear about, please email me at thetradeupstepmom@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram as thetradeup_stepmompodcast or on Facebook as The Trade Up Stepmom.
We're just going to call this one Waiting on You. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Okay, so we're going to do a little catch up because it has been a while. I know, like, it's just an excuse because we certainly could make the time, but sometimes, you know, you just get so busy and everything is so overwhelming and, like, you just need to sit and relax, and that's where I've been.
I love everybody who listens, but sometimes I want to drink a beer and not fucking talk to a phone
right
while it's recording.
Right.
Or an iPad or a microphone, whatever.
Yeah, just, like, mindlessly watch TV, but...
Or downtime... I like to use those as our downtime, but we've been talking about this for a minute.
Yeah.
Doing the catch-up episode, so here we are.
Yeah.
You're hot, by the way.
I think you are. Okay, so latest and greatest. Not much is different with...
Quite a bit is different.
...the kids as a whole.
Quite a bit is different.
Okay, then go.
I'm only thinking of... Or about Matthew, because
right.
He decided he didn't want to deal with the BS of school. We pulled him out of school. He immediately got his GED. He has two jobs. It's a pretty big update in my mm-hmm. book. And both these jobs pay $15 an hour, y'all.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. When I was in high school, 16 years old, I was making $7.25 my best job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working like 30 hours a week. This kid works like 20 hours a week and pulls in way more cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking like, you know, food service type of stuff.
Yeah.
Back in the day, McDonald's was like $5 an hour.
Yeah.
Now, $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
But he got his GED, got it fast, done, nailed.
Because we made it.
Got the certificate done.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just working now.
Yeah.
That's a pretty huge update.
Yeah.
Izzy, she got a new job. She's at work right now. She was trying to avoid getting a job for a while because her mom was preferential towards her doing not that.
Well, she wanted her to have anything but food service.
But you're talking about a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, that'll make you fat, apparently.
Because she thinks if she works at a food joint, she's just going to eat food all day.
Yeah.
Okay, that's gross.
But
all right.
A good thing to mention is because we've talked about body positivity on the podcast before.
Yeah.
But when Izzy was telling us about, you know, wanting to maybe try getting a job in food service because she wasn't getting called back on any of those other jobs, still has not. And she said, you know, well, my mom, you know, just thinks I'll get fat if I work at one of those places. And I said, okay, well, like, when she said that, what did you say? And she goes, I told her, I'm not you. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
It was we've had a couple of real big, I feel like the real big turning points for a 16-year-old girl who is our daughter,
mm-hmm.
In being brave enough to tell her mom, hey, you know, I understand your fears, but I'm not you. And I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
But she's had a lot of courage and she's done that. And that's why she has this job now. And she's at work right now.
Yeah.
Her mom was definitely not happy about it, but she acquiesced and said, okay, fuck, I guess we're doing this. And, you know, she's been very
supportive.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Better
than we thought she would be.
Yeah.
Oh, also, we're not talking really loud right now because there's two littles upstairs.
If you've paid attention to my Instagram, you know that like this new house is very open, and so
it's a theater.
Yeah, so anything can be heard anywhere in the house.
And my voice carries through all the walls.
Yeah. Okay, so to continue on with Izzy and the job thing, real quick, So, like, during the week, she drops Zoe off here in the mornings, and then she and Gabe come here after school, and then she takes all of them home when Zoe gets out of school, because they're staggered by an hour. So, on days, like, Izzy's first shift was, wasn't it a 5 p.m.?
It was a 5 to 9.
Yeah, 5 p.m. shift, and by the time that Zoe gets home from school is just a little bit before four. Yeah. And Cammy lives 20 to 25 minutes away.
Depending on road conditions this time of year, it's at least 20 minutes because like snow and ice and stuff.
Yeah. So Izzy's first shift, it was a 6 o'clock because Cammy made her go home. Because she wanted to help her get ready. No, that was the interview.
That was the interview. Okay.
Anyways, so...
when she got the job, she starts on a random weekday. She's going to be here. Mm-hmm. And we thought, oh, well, then just stay here. And we'll take the kids to your mom's house, and you can just chill and get ready for work. Mm-hmm. And it was a point of contention because she very much likes them to be home for some reason immediately after school. So they don't spend any more time here because
it's awful
here. Awful here. And we talked to Izzy and said, hey, this makes more sense to us. What do you think? She said, oh, I think that makes more sense too. Well, she said, okay, well, you got to be the one to sell it to your mom because she's not going to take it from us.
It wasn't. I think it's important that we tell them what it was. So like instead of taking them all the way to Cammy's, coming back into work and then having to go all the way back out there, we just said, like, I'll take the kids to your house after school. Izzy will hang out here. She can do her homework and eat dinner.
And then go to work.
You know, not fast food dinner because we don't want her to get fat. and that does just make more sense. Like,
logistically, it's solid.
Right, and I'm off work early enough. I don't mind taking one for the team every once in a while. It's not an everyday thing either. She's typically been working one weekend day and then one weekday. Yeah,
like a couple days a week.
Yeah, so it's like twice a month I have to drive out to their house. Like, it's not a big deal at all. So,
And it's not that far away. It's not that it's so far away. It matters. It's quite literally a straight shot from here to there. It's just... Yeah.
And none of it's city, Bing which bong. Is nice.
It's wide open roads. It's just time. Back roads. It just takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And we were actually thinking, too, because Izzy, you know, she drives her own car. There's a fuel component involved. You got to pay for the fuel and blah, 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 blah. Logistics involves everything, including fuel and maintenance on the vehicle. We weren't so much worried about that as, okay, well, if you want her to... on her workdays, take the kids back to her house and then come back here to work and then go back home. If that is your choice, are you paying for the fuel?
She usually does, yeah.
That's how nickel and dime we have to get with this concept, though.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, she has a job, but she'll spend all of her money on fuel just ferrying the kids back and forth.
Right.
And that's not the point of a job.
Right. And I'm a firm believer in, like, she... is a teenager. She's not a taxi service. So I believe that, you know, if she has work, then it falls onto the parents.
It's her priority, right?
Right. It's not the convenience factor where she's already going that way.
And there's no inconvenience to be had because one of us can take the kids instead of their mom. So really, where is the hassle where you're going to call it a priority?
Right.
I really want them home. And I really want this girl to drive them. Why?
Yeah.
You know why? Because control. We're not the type of people who want to control our kids. Guide, be their bumpers, be their barriers, keep them in the lane, right? Mm-hmm. But we definitely don't want to control them. This one wants to control only because it is this household that is so close. And we're talking within half a mile of everything.
Yeah.
We live within half a mile of everything these kids touch in this town. Their mom lives 15 miles fucking east of here.
Yeah.
Not in a town, mind you. Not in a subdivision.
Not on a house, on a
piece of land, on 40 acres in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Technically, she's the same town as us.
Zip code, yes. Yeah. Town, yes.
Yeah.
But it might as well be on Mars.
Yeah.
Compared to where we're at.
Yeah.
The other half of the reason we moved down here.
Yeah. But she's like 15 to 20 minutes away from the nearest civilization, no matter which direction she
Hospital,
goes.
Hospital, 30 to 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery store, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. So we thought simplicity, right?
Right. Well, and so what gets me is, like, we asked Izzy, you know, what would your preference be? And she said, I'd prefer to be here and, you know, do my homework and eat dinner here. And I told her, you know,
here.
Yeah, I said, I'll make sure, you know, that we've got food ready for you, whether that's leftovers or I'll just make dinner early so that you can have some.
Before you have to go.
Yeah, before you have to go to work. So, she said, you know, like, yeah, that it would be my preference. Like, I don't mind if I have to take the kids home, but it would be my preference to not, because it's an hour of unnecessary driving for her. So, I text Cammy and I said, hey, you know, Izzy would prefer to hang out here, eat dinner before her shift. I can bring Zoe and Gabe home, because I think that day we only had like 24 hours notice because she got her schedule late.
It was, I think, less than 24 hours.
Yeah, but like I knew with work that I could make it happen because I work early and I work from home, so it's not a big deal. But I text Cammy that and she didn't respond right away, which didn't surprise me at all. Well, Izzy was still in the room with us and had her phone with her, and next thing we know, Cammy's messaging Izzy. And she's very open with us. So she goes, oh, my mom's texting me. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, well, what do I say? I'm like, well, I don't know. What did she ask you? And she asked, you know, like, if that's what Izzy wants to do, as if we're just like making this up and lying, you know, based on what we want. So she pretty much just asked her, like, you know, do you want to stay there and eat before work instead of bringing the kids home? And so I told Izzy, I said, well, then just be honest with her. So she responded, you know, yes, it would be my preference to just hang out here. And then Cammy texts us back after
in
that.
In the group chat.
Yeah.
And said, oh, I guess that's going to happen then.
But what gets me is, like, you know, we always take into consideration the kids, right? Like, they're usually our first thought,
well,
right?
The we first work ones every, affected, so
yeah, we work everything around them. So, you know, if Izzy wants to take them home and doesn't want to eat dinner here, then I'm not gonna
push that.
Especially because it is Cammy's day. If it's our day, then that's different.
Well, if it's our day, we're more likely to force it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not our day, we won't even bother forcing it, and we let them suggest it if they want. But we don't also try and
persuade them.
Persuade their decision making
right.
process.
But I do think it was good that happened. Like, she just so happened.
She
to
saw
be,
it in real time.
Yeah.
Like,
in
there's
the
two different
room.
Chat groups. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, here's all the phones. What do you want?
Yeah.
Just kind of doesn't need to be that way.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And then with my ex, he like doesn't
never responds
text me
to
back.
Text messages. He only talks to the kids.
Yeah. And so, like, I won't know anything, and then I'll tell Matthew, you know, oh, I still haven't heard from you, Dad. Oh yeah, he told me, you know, blah blah blah.
Oh well, he's supposed to talk
helpful.
To an adult.
Yeah, like maybe the person that fucking drives you there.
Well, the one that pays for stuff.
Yeah. She just popped her head up, so I was watching. Yeah, I don't know. So really, it's just...
It's a...
Same shit, different day.
SSDD. SSDD.
Mm-hmm.
Not been terribly bad lately with the one. Been pretty bad lately with the other, not communicating because he's not a communicator.
Or just choices that he makes in general, not being safe.
Well... Can't do much about that unless we can prove it.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's nothing that we can talk about for all of you, so.
Yeah.
I apologize, but it's just kind of sticky situation. We're waiting to
really, we're just waiting for
The cops to
somebody to fucking catch him. Fucking idiot. Seriously.
Ay, ay, ay.
Who does that?
I don't know. The only other kid update, I think, is just...
they're all really tall, and their clothes don't fit. They eat everything.
Everything.
I have no leftovers for lunch because they're fucking fat kids. And somehow they're not fat.
They're foodies. That's what I call them.
All they do is fucking eat.
I know. And they eat
good,
too.
They just fucking eat.
Can I have leftover lasagna for lunch?
Jesus,
no.
Jesus, bitch, have a sandwich.
Yeah.
We have so much bread and turkey, and it goes bad. And they're like, nah, we want them enchiladas and them mashed potatoes. Like, God damn.
Okay, so I was going to say the only other updates we have is that we got Gabe a cell phone.
Yeah. And then Cammy immediately got Zoe a cell phone, so like all three of them have phones.
Within a week.
It was 2 days.
Was it 2 days?
It was 2 days later.
I just
she said, hey, oh, my phone's due for an upgrade, so I'm going to get the 11-year-old a phone. Yeah. It'll be on my plan, don't worry.
Yeah. New phone number, everything. Like,
she's paying
really?
For one of them.
That reminds me, I need to go to the Verizon store this week.
She's nice enough to pay for one of their phones and none of their cars.
Yeah. Or insurance or anything like that.
Y'all need to know, we're not rich. We are not ballers.
Ballers.
We're not,
we are not ballers.
We are not ballers. We're just okay with money, I think.
Well, we make smart decisions. We're cautious. We think about most things.
We
except,
plan.
Yeah, sometimes I impulse buy Pico at the store.
Just saying, it's not like we can afford to just insure all these motherfuckers at the same time and pay for all their cars.
I mean, we can, but we
don't
want
cars.
To. Yeah.
And we got three left. And we've done all the cars and all the insurance.
Yeah.
And all but one of the phones. It's a lot of money, you guys. You guys can relate. I'm positive.
Yeah, someone.
Car insurance or buying a car or... phone bills,
yeah.
Right? On a relatable level, this shit is expensive. And
it
we are
up.
Not millionaires.
Yeah, it adds up.
We are not thousandaires. we plan.
And then also, the other thing I was going to say is Zoe starts soccer on Monday, which Zoe was so kind as to inform us of because we've yet to hear anything from Kim.
That was really nice of her to tell us she's starting soccer tomorrow.
Uh-huh. And then Ryan...
She loves soccer, though, so that's fine.
Yeah, we support it because she likes doing it. And then Ryan starts baseball tomorrow.
He's pretty excited.
Yeah, which we knew about because we did that.
We did that.
Yeah.
Because
we do
who
everything.
Else was going to do it?
Yeah, we do everything. Gosh, I think that's it. Matthew still has, like, crazy disrespect for me and
yeah,
sass.
So he's still an asshole. I imagine that'll carry over into his 60s.
60s?
I don't believe he's going to be a different person when he's 40, 20, or...
I don't...
60.
I just try and stay hopeful, but you're probably right. I don't know. It's just crazy.
We're managing best we can, I think.
Yeah. What was it he said to me that one day? Oh, it was the day that he had to be to work at 10:30.
Oh, and he thought he didn't have to work till noon, so he didn't get up till 10:15.
Yeah.
When you made him get out of his room, you're like, hey,
yeah, meanwhile,
you're at work.
I'm like, I have my own job to do. So in between meetings, I'm like, hey, you need to get up and get ready. And then, you know, it still continued.
God
I'm like,
damn,
Matthew,
I don't have to go to work till noon.
Yeah. God
so
damn,
you double
Mom.
Checked the schedule and it's like, nope, 10:30. He's like, fuck.
Yeah. He goes, God damn, Mom. I go, God damn yourself. I had 10:30 written down.
Oh, let me double check your schedule. Yeah, it's 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 5 minutes before 10:30.
Which means he didn't shower. He didn't brush his teeth, which happens
pretty
every
common.
Day, regardless.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking common.
Oh, it's so annoying.
He showers when he wants to listen to music and punish the bishop.
Gross.
Yeah. grosser than most teenage boys, because most teenage boys shower constantly.
Well, yeah.
For that effect.
But, like...
Not, hey, I'll do that once this week.
Even that day that his... I think he was at work, and his room stunk so bad. Yeah,
it smelled like old, fryer oil. Old beef jerky.
So, I... And normally, like, it's
the kids... His room smells like a meat locker.
Yeah, it's the kids' responsibility to keep their rooms clean. But I just couldn't stand it. I washed his bedding. I washed his laundry. I vacuumed. I opened the window. I ran a diffuser. I cleaned up what I'm assuming were cum tissues off his desk.
Oh, yeah. That's...
So gross.
Yeah, he has a...
So gross.
...computer that works. So I'm assuming he just jerks it and leaves it and then goes so to sleep. Gross.
But
teenagers are gross, y'all.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's just
one like, teenager is gross, y'all.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just so rude to me. Even like this morning, you said that like you came with me so that he couldn't ruin my day, because he's not like that with you.
Uh-huh. I figured if I stayed in bed and stayed home, he'd walk out the house and he'd run his fucking mouth. I wasn't about that.
Yeah, well, same thing.
I'd like us to have a good day this week, because it's our only day this week without them.
Right.
Those are my best days.
Yeah. So I wanted Starbucks on our way. So Ryan, you know, I told him we'd get him something and asked him what he wanted. And I said, Matthew, do you want something?
I was driving. Like, so I had to fucking...
Oh, he goes,
I had to drive through the Starbucks drive-thru. Ugh.
So Ryan gave me his order, and then I asked Matthew if he wanted something. He's like, they don't sell sleep. Like,
yeah, more sleep. I'm like, they don't have that in Vente. You want something to fucking drink?
Yeah.
He's like,
gosh dang.
Nothing.
So
we get up to the fucking microphone. He's like, hey, Mom, could I have a cinnamon ultra mega
caramel
something,
cream.
Something nitro brew something, something? Dark side? And everyone in the car was like, what? What did you just say? Because we couldn't hear him because he mumbled it.
Yeah.
Because he tried to say it just to his mom.
Yeah. And, like, he tries to be so sweet. Or, like, hey, Ma, will you take my girlfriend and I to the mall today? And then, like, a heart emoji. No. Go goddamn yourself at 10 a.m. Like.
Also, learn to walk.
Yeah, or like last night, he was getting off work a little bit early, and he's like, can, when I get off work, will you take me to Del Taco? Oh, and also, can I drive? And like a smiley face? No.
So she was like,
were nope, such a dick to me
you're
today.
You're an asshole for 24 hours, so nope, not today.
Yeah, gosh. I just said not today. I didn't even like explain it, but like treat me like that and expect me to... be nice to you. Like, my car is less than 300 miles on it. Oh, sure. Go ahead and drive that. No.
I'm going to go with...
Not today.
Okay, I'm going to go with fuck your mother when somebody asks me a question like that. Because that's what I tell most people when they ask me for shit that they don't deserve. Yeah. Go fuck your mother. In this instance, probably not the right context, but... somebody does me wrong, I just don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, hey, can I get something from you? No, not ever, actually.
Yeah.
Anything else? It's a very simple concept to me, in my brain.
Yeah.
I'm not going to always be sweet to people. I'm not going to turn the other cheek all the time because I'm not a religious personality type. That Jesus guy, he always said, turn the other cheek, right? I don't do that. I catalog.
Yeah.
And then I just keep moving.
Yeah. It's kind of like...
The more I catalog and the more I move, the less opportunity you have to catch up to me and say, hey, I'm going to be nice now.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Got to be really nice for a really long time before you can catch up.
Well, you should probably just be a good person forever and then you don't have to worry about me.
Yeah. I agree. It's kind of like when one of our exes, you know, like, constantly pisses us off or constantly isn't willing to work with the schedule, and I'm like, next time he asks me for something, remind me to say no. It's like, you know, you're always going to be rude to me and you're never going to like compromise with me. Why should I do that for you?
The weird part about these people is they don't remember being rude.
Yeah.
I'm positive there is a 24-hour reset button for pieces of shit. No. Every 24 hours, they have a reset button where they don't remember being a piece of shit. And they wake up and they're an asshole. And then 45 minutes later, like, can I get a drink at Starbucks? Mm-hmm. It's a fucking reset button.
Yeah.
They don't remember the previous 24 hours where they were raging cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And don't remember being the awfulest person on the planet. But somehow, we have to take it, right? Because mm-hmm. we're not legally allowed to kick this motherfucker out.
Mm-hmm.
Or charge him rent.
Yep. You love him, but you want to not be around them all the time. Like, when he goes to work, it's very nice.
My best days are when he's at work.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I get to go to bed and never talk to the motherfucker.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it for a catch-up, unless you have anything else.
Weather's warming up here. We got the fireplace on right now, but the weather's warming up here, which means more outside time.
And no snow.
I like the snow, so
we'll agree to disagree. In March. Not in March.
It's March, not May.
Not in
there
March.
There should not be any snow in May.
There should not be
There's
any snow in March.
Always snow in March in northern tier climates.
Not always.
It's always because March is when it warms up, and that's when the snow is the heaviest and wettest, and that's when it accumulates. That's when your best skiing and snowboarding is. I'm from Colorado.
I know this. All right.
Should they get snow in June in Wyoming? Anyway.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more.
To the next episode. This part is going to be called...
No, go ahead.
My dick is being strangled.
Oh.
Because of my pants.
Because of my pants. So, I had this idea the other day about, I was just like thinking back and reflecting on times where, you know, like Cammie's asked you for...
I don't feel like I ever had to fix a sink, though.
No, because Pete can.
Cars, yes.
But if Pete wasn't around, I would not put it past her.
I have been asked about cars, though.
Yeah. So, I thought about this like last week, I think, where, you know, like how does it make the other person feel if the ex calls and asks you for help? Oh my God. And we love our new couch, but the cushions always slide out. So TJ was like halfway off the couch. okay, so like how would it make you feel and whatever? And so I told TJ, I was like, well, remember when you were deployed that one time and my car broke down? I called Bobby because it was the car that we had owned together. His mom had it before that. Like it just, he lived nearby and he was a little bit less douchey that year, or at least that deployment. He was very helpful.
Yeah, that was the only one.
Yeah.
That was the first time Matthew started being an asshole, and his dad actually said something about it.
Yeah, he came over after work and said, like, listen to your mom, respect your mom, she does a lot for you. It's probably the only time I've ever heard him say that. But
he also said TJ shouldn't have to worry about this shit while he's deployed.
Uh-huh.
And that was the last time that dude was a good dude.
Yeah.
2016. Like 7 years ago.
Or once in a lifetime. but, you know, I know for you being deployed is different because there's a lot that's out of your control when it comes to what's happening at home.
I have to trust what's at home is going to be handled.
Yeah.
No matter what, because I can't do anything about it. And if you try to focus on it, you'll go mad.
Right.
Distracted soldier's a dead soldier.
But... You know, I called him that day with my car, and he came and helped, and that was very nice. I don't even remember where the boys were, now that I think about it. Anyway, so then today, out of the blue, came...
Randomly. Completely randomly, mind you.
Cammie texts TJ.
Just me.
And, yeah, just him. And he's standing there, and he's like, and I was like, what?
She was like, that was a long sigh.
Yeah. And it was her texting. She was asking about car stuff, like car questions. So I told him, I said, well, I said, tell her to Google it, because, you know, like, I don't know. I'm just bitter to her, because I think she could have been a better wife. I'm glad she sucked, but...
Well, she could have also Googled it instead of using me as a last resort, instead of fucking Google.
Right,
because you know what I did? I fucking Googled it.
Oh. Well, so...
To verify what I already knew.
So, my... My thought on it was, like, if I don't know what I'm talking about or what I'm doing, how do I know that Google is accurate, right? I would go to you and ask you if I knew you'd know the answer, or, like, you could give me, you know, like, you could check Google and you'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds right. This is probably it.
Yeah, so why involve me? If you could just
Because I could Google it, but how do I know that's right?
The first 9 to 10 posts on Google, if 80% of them match, it's probably correct.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
That's what the internet's for.
But anyways, you said that you're
Sorry, mundane questions like that. I don't know about car stuff. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but you said you were probably a last resort. And I was like, no, you were probably the first one, because, like, why go through other people if you know?
Her dad would have been the first one.
Okay, but why go through other people if you know someone that knows the answer? Like, just go straight to that person.
She'd have gone through her dad first. That's why I'm telling you, I think I'm a last resort.
You'd be second resort, not last.
Well, that's last.
It's last because you answered it.
Out of two, I'm the last one.
I think I would be more bothered if you were going to her house and fixing her sink, or going to her house and changing her oil. Because the thing that made me think of this was I saw a thing that said, like, just using this hypothetically, right? So you changing Cammy's oil because your kid's right in that car. That's you taking care of your kids.
I didn't buy that car.
No, it's not. That's you.
If that was going to be the case, I would have bought that car.
Oh, there you go.
If I was that worried about it, I would have made sure that that car was good enough for them to ride in.
Mm-hmm.
If she buys a car and says, oh, can you change my oil because your kid's riding it? Fuck you, bitch. Go to the dealer. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Now, if I had bought that car, yeah, I would be fully knowledgeable in that vehicle, but that's not my world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying this bitch a car.
Yeah, but you're not going to change her oil? Like, what if she doesn't ever change her oil and then your kids are riding in that car and they're stranded one day?
She's on her fourth car and we're on her second. Just saying. This woman cannot maintain a car.
I just think,
the first car that you and I experienced was the one I bought from her because her and her husband couldn't fix it.
Yeah.
And then we gave it to our teenager who drove it for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
And then I gave it to my neighbor after I drove it for the next 2 years.
And he's still driving it.
It's still running because she couldn't fix it, but didn't want to pay somebody to fix it. Rightfully, it was an older car.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have been worth it to pay someone.
Cost me $270 in parts.
Yeah,
for and $300 back car. On the fucking road.
Yeah. But I think that it would bother me more if you were, like, leaving and doing those things as opposed to just being texted questions, right?
I'd be bothered too, trust me.
Yeah.
If you were solid, knowledgeable mechanic.
Right.
That is not your career field.
Right.
So, good example.
Yes.
If you're a solid, knowledgeable mechanic and your ex-husband was like, hey, can you come look at my car? Constantly? Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bitch, go get a real mechanic.
Yeah. Also, we're divorced for a reason. Figure it out yourself.
I don't like you enough to talk to you outside of the kids. Fuck are you asking of me right now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try and buy that car off you, fix it, and then flip it.
Yeah.
Which is what I did with the Honda.
Yeah.
With
Jaden's car.
Jaden's car.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind the asking of questions, but I would very much mind if you were always over there.
I would mind if I was always over there. I used to be always over there, and it's not my deal.
What do you mean you used to always be over there?
Well, I was married to her, so I would have been always over there.
Okay, I get it.
And I made sure the car's worked right. So the context of this is she has an older vehicle. I'm pretty sure it's a Scout. Can't identify the engine that's in it. So if you can't identify it, you can't fix it or rebuild it, right?
Right.
So she texts me, I don't know, it was 2 o'clock, maybe?
I don't know what time.
It was this afternoon sometime. How do I tell what engine this is? And I'm like, well, you can look at the fucking engine. There's a stamping on the engine that tells you what the displacement of this engine is. Maybe start there. Also, Google would have been faster.
Did you say that to her?
I didn't tell her Google would have been faster.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Kind of figured she really should have known that in this day and age.
And sometimes, you know, we don't text back right away, you know, because we don't have to if it's not important, you know.
But if we're not in the mood, she texts me, not in the chat group.
Right.
Hey, I'm stuck. How do I tell if this engine is this or that? I'm like, look at the fucking block casting. Also, this is the... Okay, so this... Mike's wife, her dad. Pretty smart dude. Really super good friend. I still call him dad. There's no fucking way she texted him and got a wrong answer, an answer she didn't like or he didn't know.
Or he said, why don't you ask TJ?
And if she did, he'd have been like, ask TJ. He's owned internationals. And then she's like, fuck...
I don't think she dreads it that much.
I think she does.
Really?
Otherwise, she'd do it a hell of a lot more. She didn't ask me what my fucking shoe size was. She asked me, how do I identify an engine in a 50-year-old fucking vehicle that's sitting in my field?
Yeah.
That's not a conversation starter.
No, but it's a very TJ-specific question. I don't know anybody else I would ask that question to.
Wouldn't be unless I had owned an international since we've been married.
Yeah, but just you know a lot of random,
I know random car shit.
Stuff. Like everything.
I do know random shit.
You can look at a car and be like, oh yeah, that's like a 62 to 64. Oh, cool. I could maybe guess late 50s, early 60s. Like, I can nail it down by the decade. You've got it by year.
You could figure it out. I promise. It's easier than you think. But internationals, nobody knows about internationals except farmers. So why not ask the farmer dad? Is my question.
Couldn't tell you.
Just saying. If that was a conversation starter, not a good one. Like, hey,
Try again.
What are you doing Saturday? Nothing. The kids
banging,
will be with you.
Banging my hot wife.
I'm going to fuck my wife. Well, the kids are at your house, so there's nobody watching. Not that they normally watch.
No, but it just is a funny. That's all.
Just saying. I thought that was amazing, though, because the topic you proposed a few days ago.
Yeah,
and then today she was like, hey, how do I do this? I'm like, Google, bitch. Well, so you know what the fuck I did? I Googled it and just gave her the Google answer. I knew the answer. I was just trying to be an asshole.
I don't know if I said this before in the podcast or not, but shortly after Bobby and I got divorced, he texted me and asked what kind of shampoo I would buy him. He didn't know what kind of shampoo that he used that I bought him.
There's lots of them, and all of them work pretty good.
Yeah. Go to any store and just pick one. It doesn't matter. You're a dude.
Really, it's about smell.
Well, you can flip the lids in the store
and smell. Most shampoos are the same. What do you want to smell like?
Yeah.
Do you want to smell like sandalwood? Fig? What do you want?
Citrus.
Do you want a tea tree oil? What are you thinking?
That's funny.
I have a tea tree oil shampoo.
Yes, you do.
When I had hair.
Do you know what brand it is?
And used to get haircuts, I would prefer the tea tree oil shampoo. Because you go somewhere, get your haircut, and they use tea tree oil.
Yeah.
It feels cool.
Yeah.
Like, fresh. It's the Paul Mitchell one you get me from Hattie's joint.
It's not Paul Mitchell, but I'm sure that you could go to Fred Meyer and you could pick it out.
You buy it. I don't know.
You don't know what shampoo you use? Yes, you do.
I know what it is. I don't know the brand.
It's the tea tree.
Yeah, I know that. I know what the bottle looks like. I can fucking pick it out of a crowd.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to...
If I had to go to a store and be like, I don't see my shampoo. Oh, well, that's tea tree oil. I'm going to get that one.
Yeah.
And you'll come home and you'll be like, yeah, that's not the one. I'll just go get it right now. And you'll go to Hetty's shop and be like, I need two bottles of this because this motherfucker's stupid.
It's like that one time that I asked you to get flour at the store. Remember, flour and chocolate chips? But I wasn't like specific. So you got the wrong kind of flour and then the wrong kind of chocolate chips.
Yeah. That was a fun day.
It was funny.
Funny to you.
Well, it's funny because if I write on the list flour, I just know what kind of flour I need. If I write chocolate chips. I got
big chocolate chips and sifted flour?
No, you got self-rising flour instead of all-purpose flour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're right next to each other on the shelf, you know.
I know. It's my fault.
So are the chocolate chips.
Mahalo.
I'm like, yep, flour and chocolate chips. Nailed it. I get home, she's like, this is all wrong. I'm like, they're in the same fucking aisle. They're right next to each other. What do you want me to do? She's like, mahalo.
So funny.
I don't know if they get the mahalo reference.
Okay, so.
Specifically.
One of my all-time favorite movies is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Just because it's a funny movie. It's lighthearted.
I'll just go myself.
Yeah, so Jonah Hill goes to Russell Brand and is like, he's like, you know, oh, here's my demo, whatever.
No, I thought it was Jason Segel when they were at the dinner table.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. They're at the dinner table and he...
Didn't he try to take his plate or something? Or he tried to give him some. He's like, no, thanks. He's like, I'll just go fuck myself. He's like, what?
It was like cake or mashed potatoes.
Like, what? He's like, mahalo.
Yeah. So funny. So now that's what we always say, mahalo. I'll just go fuck myself.
I'll just go fuck myself.
Oh, my goodness. Well, do you have anything else you want to add?
I have a whole bunch.
Guess we'll be back next week. We have our one kid free day this month coming
allegedly,
up.
We are super bad at podcasting on time.
I know. But it's hard because it's like, I don't know, like we have kids every day. The house is more open. We can't hide it as well. We don't really want them to hear what we're saying.
I don't feel like it's hard. I feel like we need to do this in our bedroom instead of the living room.
I know. It's just not as fun.
So if you guys didn't know, we do this in the living room with the princess next to us sitting in front of the fireplace on a TV. And our house is a fucking theater. It's an auditorium. Everything carries now since, what, August of last year. So yep. We have to be very careful about how we talk about the other parents.
Mm-hmm.
At least when we're making disparaging comments.
Well, and especially because the boys are here six mm-hmm. days a week, and they're the ones that we really have to worry about.
So we try to be cautious so that we can speak freely without, frankly, the boys getting their feelings hurt.
Because
we do care about their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is always listening. I promise you. They're always listening to us because they're so worried about somebody talking shit about their dad.
Yeah.
So we recede from that. Yeah. And we don't wanna put that in the theater. They're very sensitive about their dad. And it's obvious that it's because they know he is absolutely not what he should be.
Yeah.
They're sensitive because he is. And that's why the 16-year-old is so angry.
So perfect example of this is Ryan's teacher gave him an assignment and said, you know, why don't you do this with your dad? And
hold on. We had a meeting at their school a few weeks ago, at Ryan's school a few weeks mm-hmm. ago. And it was me and you and the teachers and a counselor and...
that was it. It was just us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we laid out them our family dynamic. It's you and me, and a lot of them most of the week, and their dad is not in the picture functionally.
Yeah.
And we told them, you know, Fridays and Mondays are going to be their worst days. If they're going to be bad days, Mondays are going to be the worst days because that's when they come back from their dads. This was on a Monday. Go ahead.
Anyways, so she said, you know, you can do this with your dad. Well, Ryan didn't do it with his dad. He didn't say anything to TJ and I. So I found this paper in his backpack Monday morning right before school. Like, we were putting water bottles in backpacks, so there was no time to
getting ready to get in the fucking car.
Right. And so I go, what's this paper? Do we need to fill it out? Is it homework? Like, what is this? And he said, you know, oh, darn it, I was supposed to do that.
Was that before we got the principal call or the teacher call?
Yes. So this was Monday morning. He goes, oh, you know, I need to do that. I was supposed to do that.
It was the Revolutionary War thing?
Yeah. And I said, well, he goes, dang it, no, I can't. I can't turn it in late or something like that. And I said, it's better late than wrong, you know,
or never.
Or never. Right. So I said, you know, don't worry about it. We'll work on this today after school. So he gets in the car after school and I'm like, how was your day? And he's like, I got sent to the office. Well, I guess the teacher said, you know, well, I told you to do this with your dad this weekend. And Ryan got upset because his dad is always exhausted. And, you know,
every week he has them.
Yeah, he's just real exhausted. But it was kind of like.
He took it as the teacher talking shit about his dad. Somebody she's never met, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And she's not like that at all.
She's not a bad... She's not what it was. But it was a Monday. And Mondays are rough for these boys.
Yeah, so he got sent to the office and whatever.
You got a phone call, you got a fucking email.
Yeah. So then, you know, he gets home and I was like, all right, you know, like... TJ's really good with this stuff. You guys can sit down and you guys can do this. So I got him started with the first one about independence.
He glossed over why he got sent to the office.
Oh, he got sent to the office because he was like getting upset with a teacher because he thought that she was talking shit about his dad.
Because she said, you can do this with your dad.
You can do it with your dad tonight is what she said.
And... the teacher was talking about me, mm-hmm. not his dad.
Yeah.
And this kid knew his dad was not going to be there tonight, so he knew it wouldn't get done.
Well.
We glossed over that part.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then he said.
I'll just do it with my mom.
Teacher said, oh, not your dad, TJ. And he says, that's not my dad.
Yeah. So anyways, then the teacher called me that night and I told
while her, I was doing the assignment with him.
Yeah. And so I told her, you know, like what had happened that morning before school. And she goes, that makes a lot of sense. She goes, and
it's Monday.
I'm like, yes, it is. And then I told her, you know, that Ryan said his dad was exhausted and blah, blah, blah. And she knows that he's not really involved at all.
Dirtbag.
And, she goes, she said something like it's really frustrating that he's worthless.
Yep.
And she's like, I'm sorry, that was not professional. I'm like, no, it's fine. I get it.
And this kid was pissed.
Yeah.
That Monday when he came home and he had to do this fucking assignment. So I'm sitting at the counter. Just got home from work. And there's this paper on the counter. We discussed it very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan just comes downstairs and sits down next to me at the counter. And he's like, hey. And then Jenna explained it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, what do you want to know? Also, these are all opinion-based questions.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the start of the Revolutionary War in their history class.
Yeah.
They're opinion-based questions like, what is freedom mean to you? And this kid fucking answers, I don't want to do nothing.
No, he just answered like
it's dirtbag questions, like
because America, no, or something like
because
that.
Because America, fuck your mom. It was the gross. It wasn't fuck your mom. I'm not being historically accurate. I'm just saying it was asshole answers to a question.
Yeah.
That were simple.
Yeah.
And opinion based.
Yeah.
And this kid was just pissed because the teacher told him, "Do this with your dad. Do this with your father. Or dad." And these are the discussions you're going to have with your family over the next few weeks, is my understanding.
Yeah.
Based on the Revolutionary War. And this kid was like, well, that's not my dad. Fuck everything. Because that's his brother's point of view.
Yeah. But he, not he, you guys finished the assignment. He used good handwriting.
His handwriting was atrocious. But he wrote down everything I told him to say.
Yeah.
Problem is, I shouldn't have to tell him to say it. But he sat there, he finished the assignment, and when he was done, he hugged me and thanked me. Mm-hmm. Okay, then why are you an asshole to your teacher? You knew you were going to come home with that piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I would give you guidance. So why the fuck are you a dickhole during the day?
Yeah.
Because nobody's there to watch him. Anyway. So that was a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher knew the difference in the answers when he turned it in. I'm assuming he turned it in.
Yeah.
She always meant, have your dad help you with this. And he thought she meant his actual dad, who's trash.
Yeah.
And he got pissed and didn't want to look at it ever again and just fucking throttled off.
Yeah.
The whole day, and got sent to the office because he was being a fucking cocksucker.
Izzy's home.
I assume. Like his brother. He doesn't like being that way. He just...
It's like he just doesn't know how to...
I'm sorry. The best way I can put it is he can't help it at this point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So when we sat down and did it, I forced him to do it. I forced him to write down what I was telling him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he kept trying to make up shit on his own to get done with it sooner.
Right. But you got him thinking.
He hates that I make him do shit. But
you
got him thinking. I got him thinking. And he actually came up with his own fucking answers.
Yeah.
And then we made him write those down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote faster.
Yeah. He did good.
Because they were his thoughts.
Yeah.
He wasn't recording. He was actually writing his own thoughts.
Yeah. That's good.
So, sorry about the tangent, but... I kind of feel like that was a win.
Yeah, it was. I think the tangents are important, too, because then you know, like...
That's the stuff I remember.
Yeah, but, like, then our listeners can relate to that. That's what... Like, we don't edit this shit. We don't take pieces out. We don't sugarcoat anything. It's just flat honesty.
So my wife slides this piece of paper in front of me, and Ryan comes and sits down next to me, and I'm like, what? And she's like... She looks at me with her eyes, and she's like, mm-hmm.
I was like, being a good dad is hot. I was like,
all right.
You want to be hot? Be a good dad.
So I just asked questions, and he made the answers.
Yes.
Are you worried?
No, I was just going to say now Izzy's home, and we're right about an hour, so we'll let you go. And
door's locked.
Yes.
We got a minute. It'll take at least a minute to figure out that door. Sorry it's been so long, you guys.
We'll try and be better.
There's been a shitload going on. There really has been.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And like and subscribe if you want to be a subscriber.
And my phone's weird.
Late.
Okay, love you. Bye.